statistical information on enforced disappearances, specifically in the period under review. And the same I would say for extrajudicial killings. Extrajudicial killings will be addressed specifically tomorrow under the heading of human rights defenders and journalists. Is this a phenomenon that is on the rise? Or, to the contrary, is it falling? The head of delegation mentioned the granting of compensation or redress to the martyrs, victims of violence. Perhaps you could provide clarification on amounts. Well, amounts or factors that have specific events that have been the object of redress. Our colleague, Mr. Quesada, also said something that reminded me of the proposal for the creation of a constitutional court. I heard that as well, and I also would like to know, if I might, what that court will be tasked with. Will it be addressing specifically the coup d'etat of 2009? So my question specifically is whether this is a permanent court or an ad hoc court developed or created specifically for that historical event. Two of my colleagues also referred to the PCM. Two of your colleagues, rather, referred to PCM. Perhaps you could let us clarify what PCM refers to. Perhaps you can also let us know in what manner this began ended in 2023, and how this has looked at satisfying the needs of redressing human rights abuses. Also, the matter of migratory amnesty. Perhaps you can let us know more about what the migratory amnesty looks like. What is the population that will benefit from that amnesty? And is that process already being implemented as we speak? Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you to all of the colleagues that have taken the floor seeking greater clarification on certain items. That will help our dialogue. Would you like the floor? Sí. Yes, please.